So welcome to Playing Full Out. I'm your host, Augie Bylot, and this is where we explore success, fulfillment, and the power of purpose. Each episode is going to be dedicated to meeting and learning from people who not only make money, but that make a difference. Whether they're lifting others, providing access to services, or whatever their passion happens to be, we're believers in the concept of enlightened wealth, success that serves others. I have three primary mantras. One, play full out. Hence the name of our podcast. We also believe in the T principle. That's about taking effective action, not just action, but effective action. And service and gratitude are more than a platitude. And on these podcasts, you're going to meet some amazing people from all walks of life. And today, our special guest is Christine Schlonsky, all the way from Germany. Hi, Christine.
How are you? So excited to be here.
Well, welcome, and I'm so glad that you can be with us. Now, folks, Christine is an amazing woman. She's the queen of the sales success mindset, and she's a multi-talented leader in the field of sales, of success, and mindset, and strategies. And she works with heart-centered entrepreneurs around the world who love what they do, but don't really like the selling part. And she showed you how to make sales with ease and grace and confidence and be able to ask your price. And, you know, what she teaches, I think, can overflow into so many areas of our lives that go well beyond just the area of business. Would you say that's kind of accurate, Christine?
Yeah, definitely. It's sales definitely holistic. Mm-hmm. And whatever area in life you're touching, it has to do with sales, even you might not be aware of it.
That's true. I know when I was raising a son, I was selling quite often.
Yes.
Do your homework. Go to bed on time. Get out of bed. It's early in the morning. Time to go to school. We're always kind of selling something. So maybe to start, could you share what your thoughts are on success? When you hear that word success, what does that conjure up in your mind?
I love that. So a success is for everybody. I think it's different, even though society tries to tell us you need to have the big house, you need to have the car, you need to have whatever. Mm-hmm. For me, success is when I can do whatever I desire to do, when I want to do it, how long I want to do it, how often I want to do it, with whom I want to do it. Like, that's like total freedom for me, basically. I'm making the decisions on how I would love to live my life.
So it's really about having choices that you can exercise as opposed to choices that somebody else imposes on you.
Yeah, definitely.
I really like that. Now, what might you think is the biggest factor that's helped you to be successful?
The biggest factor is actually to take action and to play full out. So making a decision, mm-hmm. like getting clear on what I wanted, then making the decision, and then just really taking steps toward that goal so that I could have the outcome, hopefully sooner than later, but it's always one step at a time.
I like that idea of one step at a time. Can you expand on that a little bit? You know, and I like the fact that you also establish an outcome. So you kind of have a goal or an end point or a destination. And those steps kind of talk to the journey. Can you go into that a little deeper?
Yes, of course. Love to. So when you are not really clear on where you want to go, like, it's imagine it as a map, right? Mm-hmm. If I would hand you the map from Berlin, Germany, and I would tell you, Augie, this is the best restaurant to go to or the most beautiful site, you would say, well, great. But if you don't know where you are on the map, you would not be able to put the points together to actually go. So by being really clear where you start off and where you want to go, you establish that goal, mm-hmm. right? So many people just say, well, I want more money or I want to be the millionaire. Well, great. If I give you a dollar, are you rich already? Is that more money for you? Mm-hmm. And what would it mean to be a millionaire? Like, what do you want to accomplish with that? So getting like really clear on that goal. And then often goals can be quite overwhelming, especially if we aim high. So knowing that, you know, we'll not wake up tomorrow and then it's all done. It is probably going to take a little while. but being so inspired of what you want to achieve, where you want to go, knowing where to start and having that map, mm-hmm. you can just take it one step at a time, but you do need to take action, because when you just sit on your couch dreaming, you know, the pizza guy is not going to deliver your dreams. You really need to take that action, and you need to make sure that you do play full out. You know, if it's like, yeah, I want to be a millionaire, well, great, but what for?
I love that. The pizza guy is not going to deliver your dreams. Hey, I like a pizza with dreams on top. I love it. I love it. That's great. How has your faith or belief system helped you in terms of, you know, your path towards success or dealing with challenges? Because I think both are different sides of the same coin.
Yeah. So what always supports me is that I am inspired by others. Mm-hmm. So when I want to go somewhere, I usually do some research, like who's already there, has been done. And mm-hmm. you know, sometimes things haven't been done before, so you need to be the first one.
That's right.
But if I see that others have done it already, it's easy. I mean, if they can do it, I can do it. Mm-hmm. If I bring the right attitude and, you know, the determination, and if I be persistent and consistent, at some point, I probably will be there. And just seeing that it can be done gives me a lot of faith.
Yeah, I really like that, persistent and consistent. Those are two words I don't think people use often enough. And they're two behaviors that we could all probably exhibit more of, you know, in our drive towards success, whatever that might be. What would you say are your success habits? If you were, you know, talking to somebody new and they said, I only have like 30 seconds, Christine, before I get on this plane, but what do I need to do to be successful?
Well, get clear on what you truly desire. Mm-hmm. Don't get clear on what other people desire for you. Like, is it really your desire? And then establish habits around it. So for example, I journal a lot. Just to get clear in the morning with my hot cup of coffee, where do I want to go? What's important to me? And, you know, knowing what are my values, what's in alignment, where do I say yes to and no to? I think saying no is as important as the capability of saying yes.
I totally agree.
Really, like journaling, getting clear, and repeat that every day, that you know you are on, you know, on track, that you know you are true to your own why and to your own values, and you have not been sidetracked by shiny objects or 100 different ideas that are pulling you in 100 different directions. I think that's really important for personal success.
Yeah, I really appreciate what you're saying, because what you're saying is one of the most foundational success habits is that it's a daily practice.
Yes.
It's not just, you know, my $1 million goal that's out there somewhere in the future. It's before I get to a million, I've got to get to 5,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 or 50,000 or whatever it might be. And that's really powerful. It's ironic. I was talking to a friend just yesterday, and they just completed a triathlon. And I said to her, I bet you didn't start training for this last week, did you? She said, no. I said, you didn't get up like last Sunday and say, hey, next Sunday I'm going to run a triathlon. She said, no, I've probably been training for about 8 years.
Wow.
And I wonder if I could run a triathlon if I trained for 8 years, or might I need longer? But the point is, to be able to do something like that, you don't start, you know, at your goal. You start little by little, and like you said, step by step by step. And so she built her endurance and her capability and her strength over an 8-year period. Now she's run a few of these triathlons, but I just find it an amazing accomplishment for a person to be able to do. But you don't do it overnight. That's what you're saying, is you set that daily intention. And maybe you have to do that daily workout, whatever it happens to be. So I guess, like everybody, you know, life isn't perfect. What mistakes have you made along the way? Is there one that's particularly memorable that you could share, and also how you overcame it?
I probably made a ton of mistakes. I mean,
that's why you're so successful.
I don't think anybody is like born successful. It is the trial and error. Mm-hmm. So I think a mistake I did overcome, and luckily like a long time ago, was when I understood that I can't do it all by myself, right? When I understood mm-hmm. that asking for help is not a weakness, because, you know, I was strong. Like, I don't need a coach or mentor. I just figure it out. I take the class and I go for it. That was something I probably could have been faster on my mm-hmm. path to success if I started sooner with asking for help. But that was definitely something that I had to overcome, and I had to understand that actually asking for help adds to my success. It doesn't make me look weak or dumb or not educated enough or whatever in that certain area of expertise that I want to grow. I need to ask, because otherwise it's going to take me for years or maybe never to figure it out by myself.
And that's a brilliant point. I mean, that talks to, you know, Stephen Covey, you know, and he talks about the fact that we go through three states. We start out as totally dependent, and then we grow to be independent. And that's where, unfortunately, most people stop. And success really begins to manifest itself when we become mature enough to be interdependent. Yes. Because most people I've met throughout my life have always been willing to help others, myself included. But boy, there are too many years where I don't ask for help. I don't need help. That's weakness, and it's not. It's truly strength. And so you make a brilliant point. What would you say is maybe the hardest decision you've ever had to make? Because, you know, success does require some choices sometimes.
Yes. Well, I think one of the hardest decisions, and so many people go through that, is, you know, we often follow a certain path, like be good in school, get good grades, study, get a good job, and, you know, one day, the one day kind of thing. So really making that decision for me, that's not all there's more, mm-hmm. and that I was willing to go for that more. And in order to do that, you know, it's like one of these stories, how you can catch a little monkey, you know, you put like a peanut in a hole and the monkey takes it and then they can't let go.
Yes.
So you catch the monkey, right? So when you have that job with all the benefits and the, you know, title and the prestige and all of that, you might be that little monkey sitting there holding on to your peanut. And if you really want to go for your bigger dreams, it might be good to let go of that peanut, because there's a whole bag of peanut somewhere else. You just need to know. So I think that letting go of my position as a sales director, selling high ticket events over the phone, mm-hmm. you know, the title, the company, the events in the 5-star locations, CEO, general manager, vice president, clients, like letting that go, plus the amazing teams I built over the time, mm-hmm. that was really difficult. But I'm so deeply happy that I did, because otherwise, we talked about the success earlier, I would have never been able to get close to that definition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew you before you decided to cut the ties to that wonderful corporate lifestyle like that you had, because you had already been successful in the eyes of many people just with your corporate career. But as many of us have found out in the corporate world, those golden handcuffs, you know, can certainly tie us back from doing or achieving more of our full potential and more of what we were really created to do. That's pretty powerful. And that is a tough decision. So I applaud you. So what would you say, you know, you've shared so much wisdom already. What maybe has been your greatest learning to date?
That's such a good question. So I think my greatest learning to date is that I know more than I think I know. Because of, you know, stepping up, mm-hmm. you might be surprised what potential is within you. But if you don't take that first step on the journey, you will never find it out.
Yeah, that's really true. We so often have that negative self-talk thing going on in our head, or that little character that sits on our shoulder and says, you can't, they whisper in our ear, you can't do it, you're not good enough. And when you finally just brush them away, say, hey, I am good enough and I'm going for it, you can be really amazed at what happens.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like that kind of piece. I worked on that some years before. But, you know, if you don't try it, if you don't decide to just go for it, you will never have that feedback, right? You will never have the feedback of your first client when you start being an entrepreneur if you don't start to be an entrepreneur. And you will never know how great that feedback is while you might still go in your head, well, I hope it was fine. I hope they're happy. I hope. But you have to take that first step to serve them so that they can have their breakthroughs and can give you that feedback, right? And there's only one way to find out, and it's to do it.
That's true, because hope is not an option.
Yeah.
It's not a good exit strategy.
Yes.
So, you know, I know that you inspire many people. Who inspires you? Who are your role models?
Ah, there's so many. What I always love to say is when people really create what they want to create, and when they're able to give more, to do more, to have that level of success, to fulfill their own dreams and desires by giving. So, well, one of my biggest heroes is Bob Berg from The Go-Giver. I highly recommend everybody reading that book. Because it really changed how I viewed sales when I was still in corporate, kind of, you know, struggling with the systems that I was in. But with this book, it really opened my mind. And then there are so many brilliant coaches and teachers on this planet. So just by starting in one direction. So for example, I'm going to go to New York to see Mary Folio. She was one with Marie TV and B-School who inspired me. Then Lisa Sasevich with her Speak to Sell. Tony Robbins, obviously, I don't think anybody can go around Tony Robbins if they start personal development. You know, and I remember walking through that cold, on the hot coals, like walking towards my dream, finding my own company. And that has been in 2016. So here we are some years later with a total change in lifestyle and happiness level. Like, it's awesome.
That's true. I mean, I've walked on glass. I've eaten fire and done amazing stuff that I never would have imagined. Yeah. And truly, when you do get on the path of self-development, and it's sad that, you know, most educational systems for children seldom focus on self-development. You know, it's a proscribed curriculum that does not help us to manifest who we can truly become.
Yeah.
And
And then, you know, all these countless people you meet on your way, like you are one, right? Always having that in mind, giving back. Creating, right? Having the lifestyle, but making sure that you serve other people on the way. And I just think that's so inspiring because it shows it all can be done if you decide to play full out and really take ownership of your life.
Well, and it's, to me, it's what creates the fulfillment. And, you know, before I had fulfillment, I think I had what other people might call success. And I think you probably did too. But you were so busy chasing success, you weren't able to do things that were truly more meaningful with your life. And now, you know, having that flexibility, that's what the fulfillment is about. You know, monetary needs being met, where do you go from there? Well, obviously, it's got to be to find fulfillment. And that's, you know, what lacks for so many people, unfortunately. What is the best advice that you can give, you know, to people on a, you know, if they're just starting out? You know, you talked about step by step, and I get that. Persistence is another component. Intention is another component. Now, I know you do a lot of speaking. You speak on self-improvement, on how people can become more effective, more successful. And do you have some sort of a system that you teach?
Well, I do. I believe that when, especially when we're entrepreneurs, when we really, really go for the sales part that so many heart-centered driven people mm-hmm. are fearful of, when we embrace that and turn sales into love, then this is the sweet spot where magic happens. And I teach it through the sales power formula, where I take people step by step, not just the power, like the past, the mm-hmm. opportunities, their vice, the emotion, and the actually the results, that they can see sales holistically. And from that space, they switch from, I'm so afraid of doing it, to, wow, this is amazing. I had a good conversation. This was a fun conversation, not a sales conversation. Right. And then when they understand that sales is in the money, and with the money, they can do what they want to do, right? Mm-hmm. They can support the causes they want to support. They can support their families. They can support their lifestyle, because their cup is full, and mm-hmm. you can always give more from a full cup than when your cup is empty and you are burned out.
Yeah, very true. Very true. You know, you want your cup to runneth over, but when it overflows, let it flow somewhere where it can do some good.
Yeah.
I think that's really valuable. If you could start all over, what might you do differently?
What might I do differently? Very good question. I think really starting sooner with, you know, mentorship, with coaching, mm-hmm. with asking for help, and also trusting myself more in the beginning. I mean, I never really had the question, can I do it? It was more like, what level? So, and when you have a coach or mentor or a mastermind group or whatever, they help you to see what you don't see. Mm-hmm. So I think I would sooner go into the coaching and mentorship areas. If I needed to start over, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Getting help sooner.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's really great. What's your favorite way to give back?
Well, I have certain organizations I'm supporting. I take parts of my profits and give that to people in need. And I really love, I do a lot of girl empowerment with the Just Like My Child organization. I'm looking into a couple new projects, because I also feel like I would love to do something here in Germany. Even mm-hmm. though we are a first world country, there is still a lot of things that can be improved. So I would love to do something, in my area, so to speak. And I'm looking into several projects right here. But I just, you know, sometimes you give with your knowledge. It's not always money. It's sometimes you just sit with somebody where you believe in the person and their message. Mm-hmm. And you know, you show them some things that worked for you, and they can take it and try it out. So things like this.
Yeah, well, giving is not just about money. I mean, I gave a lot of money before I gave time, and time is definitely more challenging to give, but sometimes it's way more valuable than just money. You know, I know the first wheelchair distribution trip that I did changed my life. It changed the way I see what my money was doing. And so it kind of lit a fire so that we do more. You know, we created the real estate challenge, you know, where I've got this real estate community, and I'm basically saying, hey, every time you do a real estate transaction, donate $150 to buy a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And I'm now leading these trips. So I'm taking, you know, 2, 3, 4 days, sometimes more, not to mention months of planning. And it's so much more fulfilling when you can do that than simply handing somebody a check. I mean, the checks are really important. And if anybody's out there watching, please, creatingwealthusa.com/wheelchair. We need your help.
Definitely. Yeah, but I've still, been on that.
Those that can do time or their talent in addition or separate from their treasure can be giving phenomenal gifts, whether it's visiting a nursing home or working with kids. I mean, I think you just everywhere you can be on social media, if young women could see you and see what they can aspire to become, I think is powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm also running my podcast, and it's for free. So that people can really get that inspiration, motivation, that they can see that the super successful guests I've interviewed, they started out somewhere, right? They had to build it up. It wasn't an overnight success. So by showing them there is a way to learn and to become better each and every day, to really go for their dreams is just pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's extremely powerful. Now, how can people find out about your podcast?
Oh, well, it's on iTunes, Stitcher, everywhere, but the best way would be to just go to christineschlonsky.com and find the podcast tab.
Perfect, perfect. christineschlonsky.com, podcast tab. Folks, you can learn a lot from this lady. She is way too humble about her brilliance. And she's got, as smart as she is, she's got a heart that's bigger than Germany, for sure. What would be one change that people should think about making right now that can help them get closer to their success?
Sitting down, taking a piece of paper and a pen, and getting really clear and honest what they truly desire.
Oh, that honest part. You just ruined it for everybody. But it makes such sense. You have to look at yourself truly in the mirror with both eyes wide open and accept yourself, warts and all, wherever you are, scars, wounds, we've all got them, but how is it we want to move forward? I think is so powerful to empowering us to literally play full out.
Yes.
And playing full out is not doing life to the point of exhaustion, killing yourself to achieve your objective. But Christine embodies the concepts of playing full out. She believes in self-care. We didn't even have time to talk about that today, but that's important, right? We have to get enough rest. We have to eat right. We have to exercise. We have to take care of ourselves so that there's enough of us literally to go around. And you want to be intentional. You talked about that. You want to be consistent. You want to be persistent. You know, you just shared so many nuggets today. It's amazing. And I so appreciate you more than you know, because you are a friend and you are just a wonderful gift in this world. You serve at such a high level so often. You travel all over the place. You're international speaker and giver and doer and servant. You know, and that's the one thing I find about the folks in our community. If that service comes first, we do believe in serving others. We do very well, but we kind of do well because we want to do good. And so it's not just about the finance, it's about the philanthropy that goes along with it. Philanthropy is kind of a big fancy word that is just about serving other people. And some the best people I know do it very quietly, but we want to celebrate people like Christine and others that do make a difference in the lives of the people that they serve. And so I just want to say thank you so much for being with us today. And I'm going to ask one last question. And then I'm also going to ask you, I guess, one other question, which is a question that I'll share with you in a minute. But how do you play full out?
Well, my personal motto is stop just dreaming, act now.
Ooh, okay. Well,
I guess that's being play full out in different words.
Yeah.
I always decide with my heart and my gut and a little bit of brain. So when I have made the decisions, I take action. Excellent. And I figure out what's the next step that gets me closer. Mm-hmm. So, and I think it's really important that once you made the decision, don't wait, go for it. Like the speed of implementation to get you onto, you know, your first failures, to figuring out what doesn't work so that you can find what does work. Is so important. Just don't be afraid of failure. Just go for it.
Excellent. Now, my last question is one that I should ask more often, because when you have guests, sometimes there's a burning question that I should have asked and didn't. What is the one thing that the world needs to know about Christine Schlonsky that I have yet to help you reveal? What is the one question that you wish I asked and didn't?
Oh.
Blindsided.
I think we're totally fine, but I really want to give that message. Like, whatever you do, just know that heart sells. Don't go for the sleazy, pushy, icky road. Don't go just for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Go for what gives you the fulfillment and what brings the best out in you so that you can really live your potential. And usually I find that in people who dare to become really, really hard sellers and to serve and to also have that energy exchange by asking their price, because that will change not just your business and your family and the relationships, but it will also change your client and all the people your client is connected to. And that can be a pretty huge impact that we often don't see.
Well, I think there's a lot of wisdom in those words for sure. You know, charging your worth, your value. We have value. People sometimes just try to do business based on price. And you and I both know that that is not a formula for success. And it does tend to bring out the sleaze in people. And when that's not who we want to be. So, Christine, again, I just want to thank you so much for sharing your time and your wisdom with us today. And to everyone out there listening, check out ChristineSchlonsky.com. Definitely want to check out her success podcast. She is an amazing woman, and just, you will be blessed by anything you learn from her, for sure. And remember, between now and the next time we see each other, always play full out. Thanks for being here. And thank you, Christine.
Thank you so much, Augie.